愿大家平安。
May peace be with you.
今天早上我们来查考约翰福音第九章。
This morning we will study John chapter 9.
我们来看约翰福音第九章。
John chapter 9.
约翰福音的第九章。
John chapter 9.
第五节。
Verse 5.
请读。
John chapter 9, verse 5. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
在约翰福音第九章里面，主耶稣做两件事情，非常重要。
In John chapter 9, Jesus does two important things.
那对我们每一个人关系都很密切。
And it matters much for us.
第一个，主耶稣宣告他是谁。
First, he proclaims who he is.
第二个，主耶稣开人的眼睛。
Second, he opens our human eyes.
那这两件事情都是人做不到的。
Now, these are two things that humans ourselves cannot do.
但是主耶稣他做到了。
But Jesus Christ does it.
我们刚刚读第五节，主耶稣说，我是世界的光。
In verse 5, he says, I am the light of the world.
那在其他地方有说，跟从我就不在黑暗里面走。
In another part, he says that those who follow me will no longer be in darkness.
那接下去呢，主耶稣就开一个瞎子的眼睛。
And then after this, he opens the eyes of a blind person.
让他能够看见。
So that this person can see.
那这个两个到底关系是什么呢？
So how are these two acts related?
有时候我们到太平洋的教会来聚会真的是非常喜乐。
And we are often full of joy when we come to Pacifica Church.
你如果从一号这样到教会往下坡走。
When we drive that downhill path on Highway 1.
在下坡的时候你可以看到右边是海那左边是山。
We see the ocean on the right and the hills on our left.
真的太平洋是一个非常漂亮的地方。
Pacifica is very beautiful.
那我们教会就在这么美的一个小城里面。
And our church is situated in this very beautiful little city.
昨天我到教会来领会。
Yesterday night, I came here to lead service.
我从那个山下开下来，山上开下来。
Driving down that hill.
正看到太阳下山。
I happened to catch a glimpse of the sunset.
只剩下最后一点点。
It was the last bit of sunset.
就是一片红色的，这样一直往下掉。
And I saw this redness gradually descend.
真的。夕阳无限好，非常的漂亮。
And it's very beautiful, that horizon.
那这么美的一个风景。
So such a beautiful scene.
如果我们在晚上来聚会，你就看不到了。
We wouldn't be able to see it if we come to service at night.
因为晚上没有光。
Because there's no light in the evening.
所以因为有光，我们可以看到这么美的世界。
We can see this beautiful world because of light.
那即使有光如果我们今天眼睛不好
，and even if there were light, but we have poor vision,
或者说瞎眼
，or if we were blind,
你不论是在白天这么漂亮的风景，或者太阳下山，也是看不到。
It wouldn't matter if there was a sunset or if there was a beautiful scene in front of us, we wouldn't be able to see it.
所以我们要享受美好的人生。
So if we want to live a beautiful life,
第一个我们需要有光。
We need to first have light.
看到神创造这么美妙的世界。
We need to be able to witness this beautiful, wondrous world that God has created.
看到爱我们的人，我们所爱的人。
We need to be able to see those we love and the people that we love.
那第二个，我们眼睛要好。
And then we also need to have good eyes.
所以当主耶稣说，我是世界的光。
When Jesus says that I am the light.
如果没有主耶稣，这个世界就在黑暗里面。
Without Jesus Christ, this world would be in darkness.
但是主耶稣已经来了。
But Jesus Christ has come.
他的光已经照亮这个世界。
His light shines upon this world.
那现在关键是我们眼睛有没有开。
So the question now is, are our eyes open?
如果我们眼睛开了。
If our eyes are open.
我们在主耶稣的光里面，我们就发现生活是非常的好。
Then we will realize that our life is quite wondrous in the light of God.
如果眼睛没有开。
But if our eyes are not open.
虽然主耶稣他是光照在这个世界。
Even if Jesus shines his light upon this world.
我们什么也没有看到。
We still see nothing.
因为我们眼睛是瞎的。
Because our eyes are blind.
那主耶稣是光，这个到底是什么意思？
Now what does it mean when we say that Jesus is light?
有时候我们信耶稣的入门就是遇到一些困难，要求神来帮我们解决。
Oftentimes our entrance into the Lord is in the face of difficulty.
所以我们需要神，常常是为着物质上、肉体上、今生上的原因。
Because we often need the Lord when we have some physical need.
当然主耶稣是我们的父，他会听我们的祷告。
Now of course Jesus Christ is our Father, so he will hear our prayer.
但是我们接受主耶稣最好的一部分不是在这里。
But that is not the best part of knowing our Lord Jesus.
最重要的一部分是因为他是世界的光，他能够开我们的眼睛。
The most important aspect is the fact that he is our light and that he can open our eyes.
好，那我们现在就想，到底光代表什么？
So let us think, what does this light represent?
为什么没有耶稣，世界是在黑暗里面。
Why would the world be in darkness without Jesus Christ?
好，我们来看约翰福音的第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
约翰福音第一章第四节。
John chapter 1, verse 4.
好，请。
Verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
约翰福音在讲主耶稣是谁。
John talks about who Jesus is.
那我们在路加福音、马太福音里面也有介绍主耶稣的家谱。
Now, Luke and Matthew all talk of Jesus' genealogy.
那从主耶稣的家谱里面，我们知道主耶稣是人类历史上的一个人。
And we know, based on his genealogy, we know that he is a person.
他跟我们一样。
He's like us.
他有出生的日子。
He has a birthday.
他也有家庭，他也有父母。
He has a family. He has parents.
所以主耶稣不是历史上虚构的一个人物。
So he is not some oddity in history.
他在地上活了大概33年。
He lived in this world for approximately 33 years.
但是约翰福音在描写主耶稣就跟我们不一样。
But when the book of John talks of Jesus Christ, it's different.
所以约翰福音的第一章太初有道，道与神同在，就是道就是神。
John chapter 1 verse 1 begins, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
道就是神。
The Word was God.
然后接下去，道成肉身。
And then it talks about how the Word became flesh.
肉身就是你跟我都是肉身啊，我就是人。
We are all made of flesh. We are all humans.
所以约翰福音第一章在讲主耶稣的来源是道成肉身。
So the beginning of God's existence is the Word.
那个道就是神。
And this Word is God.
所以主耶稣就是神成为人来地上。
So Jesus Christ is God transformed into man in this world.
那为什么这个这么重要？
Why is this so important?
因为第三节说生命在他里头。
Because in verse 3 it says,That all things were made through him. And in verse 4, in him was life.
所以神就是生命本身。
In other words, God is life itself.
所以主耶稣可以讲我就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus Christ can say that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
所以生命是从神来的。
Life comes from God.
所以这里讲生命在主耶稣里面。
And life is in Jesus Christ.
那这生命就是人的光。
And the life was the light of men.
所以为什么主耶稣世界的光？
So why is Jesus Christ the light of this world?
因为他是那永恒的生命。
Because he is eternal life.
那圣经里面讲我们都好像日影多长，我们人活在世界上好像那个日太阳下山那个影子。
Our life is but a shadow.
你看那个太阳下山的时候太阳的那个树的影子就照在地上越拖越长。
And as the sun sets, the shadows extend.
再来就进入黑暗。
And then eventually we enter darkness.
人的生命一结束我们就进入黑暗。
And once life ends, we enter darkness.
所以为什么人是没有希望的？
So why is there no hope for men?
虽然生命很好。
Because even though we may live a good life,
但是有一天我们要进入黑暗。
One day we will still enter darkness.
每一个人都是一样。
It's the same for everyone.
包括那个太阳无限好，但是它是近黄昏。
it doesn't matter if you have infinite light and infinite sunshine. At some point, when you enter dusk,
你到退休的时候，一些责任就结束了。
Because when you retire, all your responsibilities end.
那如果家庭很圆满，经济情况不错，身体很健康，真的是一种享受。
And if you have a great family, great finances, then it's a form of enjoyment.
所以太夕阳无限好，但是它一直掉下去啊，你没有办法挡得住啊。
But you can't stop the sun from setting.
死亡来到，一切就变归于黑暗。
Because death will eventually come and everything enters darkness.
那这样人还有什么希望呢？
So what hope do we have?
所以这个地方讲哦，生命在它里面，这生命就是人的光，人就是你跟我的光。
Here it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
就是你跟我的希望。
He is our hope.
人要从死亡，从在死亡中结束。
So we need to put an end to our death.
那个光就把黑暗带走了。
And light is what takes away the darkness.
我们看马太福音第四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音的第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
第四章的十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 12.
请。
Verse 12. Now when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he departed to Galilee.
十三节。
Verse 13.And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali. 14. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, 15. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. 16. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned.
主耶稣传道里的第一站去哪里？
Jesus, where did Jesus go on his first stop of preaching the gospel?
如果我们看十三节，到西布伦跟拿弗他利的边界。
In verse 13, we see that he goes to the border of Zebulun and Naphtali.
但是十四节怎么讲？
But in verse 14, what does it say?
这要应验先知以赛亚的话。
That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet.
以赛亚是主耶稣出生前大概八百年前的一个先知。
Isaiah was a prophet that existed 800 years or so before Jesus arrived.
所以以赛亚书里面预言很多主耶稣的事情。
The book of Isaiah prophesies many things about our Lord Jesus.
那这个预言好像人要拍影片所写的那个剧本。
And these prophecies are like a script.
那所以主耶稣的一生那个剧本在八百年前已经写好了。
So the script of Jesus' life was written 800 some years before.
那时间一到，主耶稣就照着那个剧本这样一直演出来。
And when the timer comes, Jesus Christ acts out this script.
所以为什么圣经是可以信的？
So why is the Bible trustworthy?
我们谁能够预言八百年后会发生什么事情？
Who amongst us can prophesy something that will happen 800 years in the future?
没有人知道啊。
No one knows.
但是神知道八百年后会发生什么事情。
But God knows what will happen in 800 years.
那神就感动人把它写出来。
So God moves humans to write it down.
所以圣经本身就证明有神。
And so the Bible is evidence of God's existence.
如果没有神，预言会实现，这个是怎么解释的？
Because if there is no God and prophecies actually take place, then how do we explain it?
所以十四节应验以赛亚的话。
So in verse 14, it says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah.
西布伦拿弗他利沿海之地那十六节坐在黑暗的百姓有大光照耀，死荫幽谷的人。
Verse 15 and 16.
所以这个16节坐在死荫之地的人。
So upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death.
谁坐在死荫幽地？
Who is sitting in the shadow of death?
我们每一个人。
All of us.
所以你到光的下面有人就有影子。
Wherever there are people, there are shadows.
那个影叫做死亡的阴影。
The shadow is the shadow of death.
那主耶稣出来传福音，就是有光照着他们。
When Jesus came out to preach, he brings a great light.
那光一照，黑暗就没有了。
And where there is light, there is no darkness.
所以主耶稣是世界的光。
Jesus Christ is the light of this world.
他是生命的光。
He is the light of life.
所以在他里面就没有死亡。
In him there is no death.
啊，死亡是从罪来的。
Death comes from sin.
啊，但是当我们洗礼的时候
，Once we are baptized,
啊，我们的罪就得赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
所以洗礼从水里上来，我们就没有罪。
Once we come out of the water during baptism, we no longer possess sin.
那没有罪，我们就跟神建立了关系。
And without sin, we can establish a relationship with God.
我们就活在神的光里面。
We can live in the light of God.
活在神的生命里面。
We can live in His life.
那这个就是永生。
That is eternal life.
所以我们什么时候得永生？
When do we receive eternal life?
洗礼从水里上来，就是永生的开始。
When we come out of the water during baptism, that is the beginning of eternal life.
就不再有死亡。
There is no longer death.
所以死的叫睡的。
When we die, we actually sleep.
主耶稣再来，我们要从死里复活。
And when Jesus Christ comes again, we will resurrect.
那如果我们这样了解，你就发现哦，耶稣太重要了。
And once we understand this, we realize that Jesus Christ is too important.
人生不是在坟墓结束。
Our life does not end at the grave.
我们活了几十年，我们的结束是在天国。
Even though we live a couple of decades, our end will be in heaven.
为什么？
Why?
因为耶稣是世界的光。
Because Jesus Christ is the light of this world.
我已经在他的光里面得到永生。
I have received eternal life in his light.
这是第一个意思。
That is the first meaning.
耶稣是光，在他里面没有死亡。
Jesus Christ is light. In him there is no death.
我们再看约翰福音第三章。
Let's continue to read John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章十九节。
John chapter 3 verse 19.
请。
Verse 19. And this is the condemnation that the light has come into the world and men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil.
二十节。
Verse 20. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light.Lest his deeds should be exposed. 21. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.
这个十九节到二十一节把人分作两种。
Verse 19 through 21 splits humankind into two types.
一种叫做爱黑暗。
The first type of people love darkness.
另外一个人叫做爱光。
The other group loves light.
那黑暗是什么？
What is darkness?
黑暗就是罪。
Darkness is sin.
所以耶稣来到世界啊，为什么人不愿意接受耶稣？
Why did people refuse to accept Jesus when he came to preach?
因为人喜欢在黑暗里面。
Because there are people who love darkness.
人喜欢活在罪里面。
They enjoy living in sin.
如果没有耶稣，
If there is no Jesus,
我什么都可以做。
I can do anything.
你要看什么影片都可以。
I could watch any movie.
你要做什么都可以。
I can do whatever I want.
看起来很自由。
It seems very free.
其实这是在黑暗里面。
But really, you're in darkness.
这是在罪里面。
You're in sin.
这个是在死亡里面。
You're in death.
这个是没有希望的。
There's no hope there.
但是另外一种有一种人。
But then there is another type of people.
就是喜欢光。
They enjoy light.
光是什么？
What is light?
光就是好的行为。
Light.Is good deeds.
如果我们报纸打开来看，
If we open the newspaper,
我们想了解世界，这是人的自然。
It's natural for us to want to understand this world.
但是你报纸仔细一看哦，没有一条好消息。
But you realize when you read the news that there's no good news.
为什么？
Why?
这个世界没有主耶稣的光照。
Because the light does not shine in this world.
一直掉落沉沦在罪里面。
And so this world continues to dwell in sin.
所以这个报纸反映社会的现况。你看报纸不会快乐的。
The newspaper is a reflection of our society. You can't receive much joy reading the newspaper.
看到社会是一片的黑暗。
You just see how this society is in darkness.
那这样这个社会就没有希望吗？
So is there no hope for the society?
如果人性没有改变。这个社会是没有希望的。
If the human nature does not change, then there is no hope.
但是如果人性可以改变，这个社会是有希望的。
But the society has hope if we can change our human nature.
但是问题是，谁可以改变人性？
Now the problem is, who can change human nature?
这个最重要啊。
That's what's most important.
教育可以改变人性吗？
Can education change human nature?
更高的 物质生活水准可以改变人性吗？
Can a better quality of life improve human nature?
啊，更好的科技可以改变人性吗？
Can better technology change human nature?
这个都没有办法改变人性的。
None of these things can change human nature.
因为事实已经告诉我们。
Because we know.
啊，如果你在美国住三十年。
Even if we were to live in the U.S. for 30 years,
你就会感觉到90年代跟现在实在是不一样。
You'll realize that the 90s was very different from today.
啊，社会一直往下掉。
That the society keeps going downhill.
那我们的希望在哪里？
So where is our help?
耶稣说，我就是世界的光。
Jesus Christ says that I am the light of this world.
跟从我就不在黑暗里面走。
Those who follow me will not live in darkness.
如果每一个人都信耶稣。
If every single person believes in Christ,
如果每一个人都照主耶稣的话去做，
If every single human lives according to the words of God,
如果每一个人都追求主耶稣充满在我里面，
If every human being pursues the fullness of Christ in him,
耶稣就是世界的光，
then Jesus Christ will be the light of
this world. 这个世界就会从黑暗转向光明，
And this world will leave darkness and enter light.
这个包括我们每一个人个人的生活。
And this includes our own lives.
信仰不是一套规条在绑我们。
Faith is not a set of rules that bind us.
你不可以恨人。
You cannot hate.
你不可以赌博。
You cannot gamble.
你不可以醉酒。
You cannot get drunk.
一大堆不可以不可以不可以。
All these things that you can't do.
当这个光照亮我们，
When this light shines upon us,
黑暗就没有。
Darkness is no more.
当神的爱充满我们，
When the love of Christ fills us,
这个就是光充满我们，
The light also fills us.
恨就没有了。
There's no hate.
当神充满在我们里面，
When Jesus Christ fills us,
神的能力充满在我们里面，
When his power fills us,
罪就没有办法捆绑我们，
Sin can no longer bind us.
就自然就不会赌博，不是不就不会想要赌博。
We will naturally no longer want to gamble.
所以一个人要从黑暗罪恶捆绑的痛苦当中要回到自由光明里面，只有一个答案。
So there's only one answer when it comes to leaving the bondage of sin.
就是主耶稣的救恩。
It is the salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣说，我是世界的光。
Jesus says that I am the light of this world.
这个不只是跟整个美国社会有关系。
This has even more than to do than with just the U.S. itself.
这个跟我们每一个人的生活，每一天的生活息息相关。
This is very intimately connected to our daily lives.
所以信耶稣就是出黑暗进光明。
So when we come to believe in Jesus Christ, we leave darkness and enter light.
这个非常重要。
This is very important.
那我们现在回来看约翰福音第九章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章就记载主耶稣医好一个瞎眼的。
So in John chapter 9, it records how Jesus heals a blind person.
如果我们看第二节，
Let's look at verse 2.
有人问耶稣说，这是谁犯罪呢？
One of the disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned?
那第三节。
Verse 3.
耶稣说，不是这个人犯罪，也不是他的父母犯罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
Verse 3, Jesus answers, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him.
这个瞎眼啊，实在是非常不幸。
It is very unfortunate to be blind.
但是这个不幸是要显出神的作为，神的荣耀来。
But this misfortune exists to show the great works of God.
所以我们还没有接受救恩以前，
Before we receive salvation,
我们每一个人的自我可能充满很多的不幸、不好、不义。
Now our personal will may be full of all misfortune and things that we don't want.
真的，我们不需要推卸去推谁的责任。我今天这样好，是我个人的不好，还是我父母的不好，还是我邻居的不好，还是谁做的不好，所以造成我今天的我，这不需要去想那些。
We don't have to think about attributing blame to ourselves or to others or to our parents for all the things that happen.
为什么？
Why?
因为主耶稣今天要行神迹。
Because Jesus Christ is here to perform a miracle.
什么神迹？
What is this miracle?
让瞎眼可以看见。
This miracle is for a blind man to see.
所以这一件事情要显出神的荣耀。
So this thing happens so that God's greatness can be revealed.
所以这个神迹奇事要显明神的荣耀。
Signs and miracles happen to reveal the greatness of God.
那我们看主耶稣怎么让瞎眼的人看见。
So how does Jesus allow this blind person to see?
我们看约翰福音第九章。
Let's look at John chapter 9.
第六节。
Verse 6. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay.
第七节。
Verse 7. And he said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent.So he went and washed and came back seeing.
然后第八节。
Verse 8. Therefore the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, Is not this he who sat and begged?
这个第八节开始，主耶稣吐唾沫在地上，然后唾沫跟泥土抹在瞎子的眼睛。
So in verse 6, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and then anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay.
如果今天我是瞎眼。
Now, if I were blind today,
我可以接受吗?
Could I accept this?
眼睛不能够容下一粒沙。
Because you don't want any grain of sand to enter the eyes.
主耶稣唾沫吐在沙土上，然后把它吐在眼睛，我们可以接受吗?
But could we accept how Jesus spits on the ground and anoints the eyes with the clay?
这是违反人的常理。
Because this makes no sense.
但是出于神的话，每一句都带有能力。
But every word that comes from God comes with power.
所以神怎么创造天地？
How does God create the heavens and the earth?
神说有就有，神说成就成。
He said, "Let there be, and there is."
所以神创造天地，用他的话来创造天地。
God creates the heavens and the earth using His word.
主耶稣怎么平静风海？
How does Jesus Christ calm the sea?
他一斥责风海，风海就平静了。
He rebukes the sea and the sea calms down.
主耶稣怎么赶鬼?
How does Jesus Christ cast out demons?
他一吩咐鬼出去，鬼就出去了。
He tells the demon to leave and the demon leaves.
耶稣的话带有权柄。
The word of Jesus Christ comes with authority.
但是耶稣的话不一定通过我们头脑的理性。
But the word of Jesus Christ is not often always logical.
所以这个瞎眼的为什么可以看见呢?
So,How is this blind person able to see again?
你看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
你往西多雅池去洗，他去洗一回头就看见了。
Go, wash in the pool of Siloam. So he went and washed and came back seeing.
如果这个瞎眼的我瞎眼了我这个太辛苦了我不去他就永远瞎眼。
Now, if the blind person uses the excuse that, well, I'm blind, and so he chooses not to go to wash, then he would never see.
主耶稣的话很有权柄。
The word of Jesus Christ carries authority.
但是这个瞎眼因为他信，所以他就去做。
But by faith, this person follows the instruction.
那去做，眼睛就看见了。
And because he does this, then he can see.
所以今天我们的可贵是圣经里面，隐藏很多神的话。
So we long, our hearts long for the words that are in the Bible.
你信吗?
Do you believe them?
如果我信,
If you believe,
我去做,
and you do,
这一句话就会实现。
Then the word will come true.
所以为什么圣经,你在读圣经跟读人写的不一样?
So why does it feel different when we read the Bible as opposed to reading something written by man?
人写的写了一套美妙的理论会不会实现?它是人写的。
Because a human can write all sorts of logic, but can it happen?
你包括很多的宗教,那些教主在哪里?
We can look at all the other religions, where are their founding fathers?
已经死了,埋在土里了。
They are all dead, buried in the ground.
如果他会死,如果他埋在土里,他起不来,他讲的话有什么分量?
So what authority does he carry if he still ends up dead and buried?
但是主耶稣讲的话不是一样,不是这样啊。
But the words of Jesus Christ is different.
我死了,我三天要复活。
I die, but in 3 days I will resurrect.
没有人敢这样讲。
No one dares say
that. 但三天真的活过来。
But he did resurrect in 3 days.
所以他的话是有分量的。
So his word carries weight.
是有权柄的。
It carries authority.
但是如果我们要体验,
But for us to experience it, we need to have faith.
要顺从。
We need to follow.
所以我们在遇到困难的时候,
When we experience difficulty,
怎么去安慰人?
How do we comfort others?
看开了,想开了,这个都没有办法真的安慰人。
We tell people to just let things go. I mean, does that really comfort them?
对人最大的安慰就是从圣经引用主耶稣的话给他。
The greatest comfort comes from the word of God as recorded in the Bible.
来建立他对主耶稣的信心。
We help to establish their faith in Jesus Christ.
然后鼓励他去做。
And encourage them to follow.
然后帮助他祷告，让他有力量去做。
Help them pray. So we help by praying for them to give them strength.
那一句话就可以成为他的体验。
And that one word can become an experience.
那一句话就可以荣耀神。
That one word can glorify God.
哦，所以主耶稣开瞎眼的眼睛。
When Jesus Christ opens the eyes of this blind person.
这是很大的神迹。
This was a great miracle.
啊，今天我们生活有很多的困难。
Today we face many challenges in our lives.
啊，比方说，有人生活可能啊，连啊生活有困难。
So we may face difficulty in our own lives.
主耶稣怎么讲？
What does Jesus say?
先求神的国跟神的义。
Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
你日用的饮食都要给你。
Then all things will be added unto you.
也不一定很富有。
Doesn't mean that you will be wealthy.
但是你生活不会有缺乏。
But it means that you will lack nothing.
如果我们先求神的国跟神的义。
So long as we seek his kingdom and his righteousness first.
那看起来好像什么都没有，但是每一天的生活什么都有，那就够了。
And even though we may look like we have nothing, we have, really do have everything, and that is enough.
哦，所以保罗才说啊，我虽然贫穷，我可以叫许多人富足。
So that's why Paul says that even though I am poor, I am considered wealthy.
怎么穷的可以让人富足呢？
How can a poor person make someone else wealthy?
就是传福音给他。
By preaching the gospel.
建立他对主耶稣的信心。
By helping to establish their faith in God.
鼓励他照主耶稣后来生活。
By encouraging them to live like Christ.
他就可以得到神丰盛的恩典。
Then that person can receive the bountiful blessing of God.
所以主耶稣怎么让瞎眼睛看见呢？
How does this Jesus Christ allow this blind person to see?
用他的话。
By using his word.
这个瞎眼怎么能看见呢？
How is this blind person able to see?
他相信顺服去做。
By believing and following.
哦，那这个瞎眼哈，在我们看他眼睛开了以后。
So after this blind man's eyes are opened.
其实啊，他对耶稣还是不认识。
He still doesn't really know Jesus Christ.
哦，所以这些文士法利赛人就跟瞎眼在一直在讨论，到底那一个人是谁。
So then the Pharisees and the Sadducees start asking the question, who is this person?
哦。得到神迹不一定对行神迹的主耶稣有认识。
Because just because you are the recipient of a miracle does not mean that you know the giver of the miracle.
所以我们信仰的目标是什么？
What is the purpose of our faith?
信仰的目标就是要不断的求神开我的眼睛，让我能够认识那个行神迹那一位。
So the goal of our faith is to open our eyes so that we can see the one who performs the miracle.
哦，那我们现在看这个瞎眼第二次眼睛得开。
So let's look at how this blind person opens his eyes for the second time.
哦，那是什么眼睛？
Which eyes?
是他的心眼。
It's his spiritual eyes.
好，我们现在看第九章。
Let's look at chapter 9.
哦，约翰福音的第九章。
John chapter 9.
哦。35节
Verse 35.
啊，请读。
John chapter 9, verse 35. And Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, Do you believe in the Son of God?
36节
36. He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?
啊，37节
37. And Jesus said to him, You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking to you.
啊。然后三十八节
38. And then he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him.
哦，最后这个瞎眼的就拜耶稣了。
So in the end, the blind person worships God.
哦，所以如果我们看三十五节。
If we look at verse 35.
你信神的儿子吗？
He asked, do you believe in the Son of God?
三十六节。
Verse 36.
哦，他回答说，主啊，谁是神的儿子？
He says, who is he, Lord?
哦，三十七节。
In verse 7,
耶稣说，你已经看见他了。
You have both seen him.
现在跟你讲话，那个就是神的儿子。
And it is he who is talking to you.
其实文士法利赛人也在旁边，他也听见了。
Now the Sadducees and the Pharisees were right next to them, and they also heard.
他也看过耶稣行神迹。
They saw Jesus Christ perform the miracle.
他也听过耶稣讲道理。
They heard Jesus speak.
但是为什么他没有办法认识耶稣？
But why do they not come to know Christ?
因为他的心眼瞎了。
Because their spiritual eyes are blind.
啊，那这个瞎眼的呢？
How about this blind person?
啊，他来靠近耶稣。
He draws near to God.
他非常的谦卑。
And he is very humble.
所以主耶稣对他讲每一句话他都信。
He believes every word that Jesus says.
啊，所以我们看他最后三十八节。
And let's look at verse 38.
啊，主啊，我信，他就拜耶稣了。
Then he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him.
哦，所以他就认识耶稣就是救主，耶稣就是神的儿子。
He comes to understand that Jesus Christ is the Savior and the Son of God.
啊，今天我们信耶稣很久，我们可能认识很多主耶稣给我们的恩典。
Today, we may have believed for a long time, and we have witnessed much grace from God.
但是问题是，我是不是认识耶稣？
But do we know Jesus Christ?
哦，为什么这个这么重要？
Why is it so important?
哦，因为保罗讲。
Because Paul says.
哦，我们看啊，腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
啊，腓立比书的第一章。
Chapter 1.
啊，第三章啊，腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3, rather.
啊，第三章的第八节。
Chapter 3, verse 8.
啊，请读。
Verse 8. Yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, from whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
好，这个第八节讲，我以认识主耶稣为至宝。
That.
三章第八节。
So he counts the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
啊，然后我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土。为了 得着基督
that he had lost of all things and count them as rubbish.
那我们再看哦，保罗还没有认识耶稣以前，在他的生命中，他学的什么最重要？
So, what did Paul think was as being most important before coming to know Jesus Christ?
就是第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
啊，我是便雅悯支派的的人，希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
I was from the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews.
啊，他以他是神的选民当作一种优越感。
So he took pride in the knowledge that he is part of God's chosen people.
那第五节下面，我是法利赛人。
And that he was a Pharisee.
啊，然后第六节。
In verse 6.
啊，我律法上的义，我无可指摘。
And that in the law he was blameless.
对。他认识了耶稣以后
，But after coming to know Christ，
啊，这一些都变成次要的。
All of that becomes rubbish。
他都把它放弃。
He puts it all aside。
啊，为着要得着主耶稣。
In order to receive, understand the excellence of Jesus Christ。
哦，所以我们看保罗，他有社会地位。
Paul had social status。
哦，在当时的社会里面，他是属于上层阶级的。
He was in the upper echelon of society。
哦，他是很有教育的。
He was well educated.
哦，这个就是我们今天大家在追求的。
This is something that we pursue even today.
啊，因为那个时候他是瞎眼的。
But he was blind.
啊，属灵上他不认识耶稣。
He did not know Jesus Christ.
啊，在去大马士革当中光照他。
When the light shone on him on the road to Damascus.
哦，后来他眼睛开了。
His eyes opened.
他的心眼开了。
His spiritual eyes opened.
他认识耶稣。
He came to know Jesus Christ.
哦，所以今天我们的生活到底什么最重要？
So what is most important in our lives today?
哦，这个就代表我们有没有认识耶稣。
It's whether we know Jesus Christ.
哦，如果我们真的认识耶稣。
If we truly know Jesus Christ.
我们会一生啊，要来追求他。
We will use our entire lives to get to know him.
我们要一生来讨他喜欢。
We will dedicate our lives to please him.
我们一生想要来侍奉他。
We will dedicate our lives to serve him.
因为有了主耶稣，我们就有一切。
Because when we have Jesus Christ, we have everything.
耶稣是至宝。
Jesus Christ is our treasure.
哦，所以要求神开我们的眼睛。
So let us ask God to open our spiritual eyes.
真的认识耶稣。
So that we can come to truly know him.
不只是认识他的恩典。
Not just to know his blessings.
哦，认识那带有权柄非常荣耀的这一位救主耶稣。
But to know this Savior who is filled with authority.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.